KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two suspects believed to be behind the attempted murder of a SARS advocate want bail. Mcebisi Runeyi and Siyanda Mbulwana appeared in the Durban Magistrates Court yesterday. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
In July last year, advocate Corus Nodia was driving into a hotel in Umhlanga, north of Durban, when she was ambushed by two gunmen. She escaped with injuries on her neck and mouth. At the time, it was reported that Nodia was in the province investigating a tax case involving a prominent Durban businesswoman. 6 months later, members of the Provincial Serious and Violent Crime, Murder and Robbery Unit arrested the suspects in the Western Cape. They appeared in the Durban courts yesterday, where the matter was set down for bail in February. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We move to the North Coast, where authorities are urging motorists to stay away from the N2 between Shaka's Head and Salt Rock. A tanker overturned on the northbound carriageway in the early hours of this morning. Cindy Msimang is the spokesperson for the Road Traffic Inspectorate. She says the road is closed in that area.
I just like to advise the road users to completely avoid that route because it is causing so much chaos in that vicinity. The tanker had some chemicals in it, so they're going to decant. Currently, they are decanting that chemical, and then after that, there's going to be a recovery. So we are assuming that it might take plus minus 4 hours.
And in Gauteng, police say a suspect at the center of a child pornography bus now faces an additional charge of fraud. The 35-year-old was arrested during a takedown operation in Midrand yesterday. He was allegedly found in possession of about 10 million illicit images of children. Newswatch's Cliff Shiko reports.
The Police Serial and Electronic Crime Investigations Unit found that the suspect was hosting and distributing child abuse material on a global scale for financial gain. The arrest follows information received from international law enforcement agencies about the suspect's operation in Johannesburg.
And abroad, Donald Trump's inauguration will take place indoors on Monday with an Arctic blast, meaning it'll feel like minus 15 degrees Celsius. It's the first time in 40 years that the presidential events taken place within the Capitol building rather than outside. U.S. correspondent Mark Stone says the sudden change upends months of meticulous planning.
It will mean that a much smaller number of people will be able to attend in person inside. So it's causing a logistical nightmare for organizers, with many people who were VIPs and were expecting to be able to attend the event on the dais outside will now be unable to.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, two suspects believed to be behind the attempted murder of a SARS advocate want bail. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za and click on the news and traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Noshera Sudhyal.